ギダマリス I want to shine。 Hello everyone。 Hi。 Good morning, good afternoon, good evening。 This is ギダマリ。 So as I mentioned in the title、my dad passed away almost 6 weeks ago by valvular heart disease. Valvular is hard to say. But I am broadcasting this radio program for anybody. There are two purposes in this program. I want to say thank you so much who privately supported my family and being involved with my dad in his life.I also want to tell people who are in sadness by losing loved one that your loved one is okay and you will be okay. This program is also for my English speaking practice, so please be patient with my English. Oh, so first of all, to those who privately helped my family, thank you so much.Thank you so much for your warm messages, supports, and prayers. I want to reply you individually later, though I just want to say thank you here now. So, about my dad. My dad was hospitalized from December 26th. He had been suffering the pain for a while, and he couldn't be patient with pain.In his body, and so when he went seeing the doctor, I think he was thinking he was able to go home soon. And but we were told from the doctor he can die soon. He had been in critical condition all the time in ICU. At the first, he could communicate with people, though gradually became impossible.I was able to see him, even though I had been in Utah. After 2 weeks, I came back to Japan. I was able to visit him. He couldn't communicate at the time, and I couldn't hear his will, but he responded to me sometimes. But finally, in the morning, on January 31st,We got the phone call from the hospital and told us his pulse was decreasing. Then, arriving the hospital, his pulse was zero. Finally, I was not able to hear his will. So, I don't know what he wanted to do for his funeral, but I believe he doesn't care very much, like objects in this world, like which way he wants to have a funeral. I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and my family is not church members, only me. But this was my parents' funeral. This is most important funeral. I wanted to make the best funeral for my dad, and I knew the church way made it the best.My mom said she also wanted to hold it in the way of the church. So we decided to hold his funeral in the church way. It was my first time to hold the funeral and first time for my family relatives to attend the funeral in the church way. So in Japan, usually we hold the funeral in the Buddhism way.I was so busy to prepare it, but it became a very good one. My relatives told me it was really good. Later, I realized it was a good time to let them know what this church is. It was also Heavenly Father's plan. I know that. So now, from here, I want anybody to listen to my message. I knowHeavenly Father has a plan for each of us, each of us. The death is not the end. We have hope. I know I can meet my dad again someday. Literally, I can meet him. This world is just one of stages, one of the stages which we need to go through to be developed. So just that. My dad died because he had left his disease because he didn't like hospital and medicine. Yes, he was stubborn, but his death depended on his choice. However, I know Heavenly Father take care of him. Even he chose avoiding medical cares. And I know Heavenly Father loves him so much, so, so much. My dad was not famous. He didn't achieve great things. He couldn't make his dreams real. He was not in high position at work. He was poor at communicating with people. Yes, he was not good at that. But I know my dad is so important for Heavenly Father. I want to share these scriptures. Like, in this church, we have Doctrine and Covenants, and section 18, verse 10. Remember the words of sorrows is great in the sight of God. Even if gathering everything, materials and creatures in this universe, my dad is more important to Heavenly Father. Yes. Every human, every children of God is more important than anything, every other materials, creatures, for Heavenly Father, God. Our God. So I have hope. My dad will be okay. He's doing well. So actually, like, I prepared like script for until now, but until now, but now it seems I have more time to share my messages. I'm going to share my father's story more later, but usually in front of people I don't cry. Yes, when I want to cry, I don't cry, because like I get excited, so my sadness gone away. But of course, in my dad's funeral, I cried so much. And also in now background music, this hymn, "Oh My Father," this is my one of the favorite hymn. So this hymn talks about like we can meet our family again, and also we can meet our Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother someday again. So it got me so much, it stuck to me so much, and I cried a lot. I know my dad is okay. I think, yeah, he just began his journey again soon. Yeah, I don't know, maybe he see us every day, I don't know, but I know he's here or there. I feel him more, yes, like that. And I want to tell you who lost your loved one, who are about to lose your loved one. I want to tell you this. Please know you will be okay. He or she will be okay. Please know about the teaching of Jesus Christ, that this is not the end. We have hope. I know this is not despair. This is blessings. I think it's weird, but because I learned about my dad a lot through his funeral, I had opportunities to talk with those who know my dad and about his stories. If I don't have this funeral, his funeral, I would not know those stories, my dad's stories. My family was a very difficult family, actually, yes. I once resented why I was born in this family. But I learned my mom and dad is a couple who they loved each other through his funeral. Yes, I felt that. I learned that. His death made my family stronger, and I learned I was born in the best family for me. Heavenly Father knows everything. Yes, everything. He wants us to experience the best life. Now, I know I blessed my dad and mom so much, and they have loved me so much. Yes, now I feel their love, his love especially. For each of us, we need to have the past experiences. Yes, I testify I need to have the past experiences, even though it was really difficult and sad war. Yeah. I am responsible to make this family stronger and bigger by Heavenly Father's help, because I'm only church member in my family. My adventure in this world just began. Yes. I know Heavenly Father has so many and so big blessings for me. I know that. And also for my dad, for my mom, and for my family, everyone. Yes, so I have hope. There is hope. There is no despair. There is no sadness. I have hope. We have hope. You can have hope. Yes. Thank you for listening my radio. I'm going to share further stories later, maybe, but yes. Please know that. Please know Heavenly Father loves you. Thank you. So see you later. Bye.